be something. Really would be something.
As I approach the ship here on Staten Island's Homeport Pier, I can't help but notice the distinctive blue and gold stacks that signify the inclusion in the Navy's elite military sealift command. The United States naval ship Maury is a featured vessel participating in New York City Fleet Week. Maury completed its maiden voyage last year. She sparkles in her clean, all-white exterior. For me, the Staten Island Pier is the excitement of Fleet Week. Visually, the breadth of the harbor is spectacular. The Verrazano Bridge to my right, the Statue of Liberty and the Staten Island Ferry Terminal to my left, and the skyline of downtown Manhattan dead center. Not only is this Maury's debut to Fleet Week, it is a public debut of the entire Navoceano program to the New York audience. Navoceano stands for the Naval Oceanographic Office. Maury is classified as a TAGS research and survey vessel. Now, the interesting thing is that the fleet of vessels are operated under military sealift command, but the missions are researched by the all-civilian crew of contracted scientists of Navoceano. I quickly learned Maury has a greater purpose than providing the Navy with a daily regional marine weather report. Aside from meteorology, the scientists aboard Maury are the surveyors of the ocean floor. They hold titles such as marine geologists, biologists, and gravimetricians, and talk in a language of bathymetrics, multi-beam sonar, and hydrographics. Standing topside aboard Maury, I completed the interview with orographer's mate Jonathan Salgado, along with public affairs officer Roger Duncan. I learn Oceano ships are specially designed for launch and recovery of underwater vehicles that are monitored by onboard survey labs for data compilation and processing. The survey labs also utilize other assets, such as ocean buoys and satellites. My thoughts immediately transport me down south to the Navoceano headquarters at Stennis Space Center in Mississippi. We are talking about the sophistication of instruments that graphically light up the dark depths of ocean channels, as well as gather Earth data from space. Truly amazing. Surrounding me on the aft deck are the tools of the trade. Right here is an automatic underwater vehicle, or an AUV. It is a torpedo-shaped glider with the name Remus stenciled on its bright yellow skin. Remus stands for Remote Environmental Monitoring Units. These vehicles are wheeled inside the ship to what I would call a launch deck, but the Navy calls them moon pools, where a crane operator carefully hoists the unit into the 300-square-foot enclosure. The open seawater waits below. An impressive display of hydraulics and cables at work. Once free, the submersible is driven to the ocean depths from the ship's bridge. As I stare down from the middle catwalk, I can only admire the hardware that sits below me. My mind drifts to the well-documented exploits of the former Navy man Robert Ballard out of Woods Hole in Rhode Island. Or, if you like, take James Cameron of Titanic fame. Who is not impressed with that Cameron scene from Titanic of the unmanned submersible threading a delicate needle through the ballrooms and cabins of White Star's sunken treasure? The nonfiction drama actually took place on the floor 3,000 meters down. And a few years later, Cameron piloted his own mini-sub named Deep Sea Challenger into the Marianas Trench of the Pacific Ocean. His sub descended 11,000 meters, the deepest known bottom of the Earth. Cameron pursued a degree in physics, but he was bitten by the Hollywood bug that quickly afforded him the resources to swallow all there was to know about the ocean floor. So my experience is filled with underwater photography of the mystifying canyon terrain and spectacular creatures that live there. We have all seen these truly captivating cinematic images. For the most part, Maury scientists do not live in a world of beautiful color photography, nor do these guys get to work in depths that reach more than 1,000 meters. On board, their colleagues jokingly refer to themselves as the mud scientists. But to me, they are today's Indiana Jones of data mining. They pore over computer graphics, readings, charts, and graphs to create their world of scientific pictures. So no doubt, education is key in the Navy. Orographer's mate Salgado just completed classes at the University of Southern Mississippi. His certification is put to test here on the ship. His rank demands excellence. He talks of the future of Navy's submersible programs, and I become jealous of his educational opportunities. NavOceano is a fast-growing division of the Navy, and Maury is the latest arsenal of data-gathering assets. This is my first introduction to an orographer's mate, but I don't think it would be my last. This field is way too interesting to ignore if you have the opportunity to follow any of Maury's future missions. This is Mark Hittner reporting for New York Harbor Channel. Stay tuned for part two.
My, that would be something, really would be something, to reach in the pouring rain, mama, reach in the